It is 7 o'clock, and it is now time for our Dick Putz Show. I will be bringing Randy in right after I play the legal ID.
A Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Streaming online at mychasm.com.
And here's Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. It's the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio, where it's time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week. Our show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance over in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Gilk Services of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany and Richmond A&W, and Luxembourg Beach Service, our Dick Putz Show sponsors. We've got a very busy Dick Putz Show tonight, as there was a ton of amateur baseball played this week, and weekend we'll have a pretty complete wrap-up of the Stearns County Classic. Those ball games played over in St. Martin and Lake Henry this weekend, so that'll be part of the Dick Putz Show tonight. Let's get to some exhibition games that were played throughout the week. On Wednesday night, Luxembourg over in St. Joe, taking on the Joes, and St. Joseph defeats Luxembourg by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for St. Joseph, 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Luxembourg. Jonas Schneider on the mound for St. Joe. He'll start the ball game, relieved by Tanner Alshire in the fourth. Lucas Nyberg in the sixth. He'll get the win. Isaac Benish in the seventh. And the catcher was John Hipsch. For Luxembourg, Tyler Stang starts, relieved by Dane Zeither in the third. And Noah Young in the sixth. Zeither will take the loss, and the catcher, Max Kipmeyer. Hitting highlights for St. Joe, Tanner Bloomer, 2-for-4 with a double. Josh Tinklenberg was 2-for-3 with a double, and Lucas Tyson had a double. For Luxembourg, Noah Young was 2-for-3. A final on Wednesday night had St. Joseph defeating Luxembourg by a score of 8-4. On Friday night, Regal was over in Watkins, taking on the Clippers, and Regal defeats Watkins by a score of 7-2. 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Regal, 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Watkins. Jordan Wozmek on the mound for Regal starts the ball game, relieved by Kai Schneider in the 6th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Derek Dingerud. For Watkins, Dustin Kramer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Kevin Kramer in the 9th, and the catcher, Brendan Ashton. Hitting highlights for Regal on Friday night, Nathan Meyer, 2-for-4 with a double. Derek Dingerud was 2-for-4. Jordan Wozmek had a double, and Kai Schneider, 1-for-2. He had a grand slam home run in the 7th inning and 4 RBIs. For Watkins, Brendan Ashton was 2-for-4, and Kevin Kramer with a double. A final on Friday night had Regal defeating Watkins 7-2. On Friday night over in St. Joseph, it was Freeport at St. Joseph, and St. Joseph defeats Freeport by a score of 8-7. 8 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for St. Joseph, 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Freeport. On the mound for St. Joe, Lucas Nyberg starts, relieved by Isaac Benish in the 4th. Tanner Alshire in the 6th gets the win, and the catcher was Sam Schneider and Tyson Zahauer. For Freeport, Dominic Ritter starts, taking the loss, and the catcher, Brady Hoppe. Hitting highlights for St. Joseph on Friday night, Luke Tyson and Hunter Bloomer were each 3-for-4 with a double. Tanner Bloomer and Andrew Carls each had a double. For Freeport, Jared Laudenbach, 4-for-4 with a double and a home run. Carter William, Dom Ritter, and Mason Totgis all had doubles. A final again on Friday night from St. Joseph. It was St. Joseph 8 and Freeport 7. All right, we're going to take a break here on our Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we will take a complete look at that Stearns County Classic, or almost a complete look at Stearns County Classic, right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about protecting the people you love the most. Located in Cold Spring, we will walk you through a customized plan tailored to fit your needs and your budget. The greatest gift you can give is a safe and secure future for those closest to you. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small-town service with big-time life insurance coverage. Serving all of Central Minnesota.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Just a reminder, we do record the Dick Putt Show, and it is archived on our webpage at mychasm.com, so you can go look at previous Dick Putt Shows or pull up the Dick Putt Show from tonight, beginning on Tuesday. Kirby will have it uploaded for you by Tuesday. So just a reminder for the Dick Putt Show, if you can't listen to it in its entirety tonight. All right, let's go over to the Stearns County Classic scores. We open up the Stearns County Classic here on KASM with a Friday night game as Al Rosa was in St. Martin. We'll get that score for you with the Stearns County League scores and highlights because that was a Stearns County League game. It counted as a Stearns County League game. Other games in the Stearns County Classic that was held at both St. Martin and Lake Henry. On Saturday, the Cold Spring Rockies defeated Starbuck by a score of 3-1. 3-1, the Cold Spring Rockies over Starbuck. That's all I have on that game. On Saturday in the Stearns County Classic, Painesville taking on Lake Henry, and Lake Henry defeats Painesville by a score of 11-3. 11 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Lake Henry. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Painesville. Carter Wessel starts on the mound, picks up the win for Lake Henry. And Sam Huffer comes in the 6th, the catcher, Shane Campson. For Painesville, Bennett Evans starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nick Gabrielson in the 3rd, Grayson Fuchs in the 6th, and the catcher, Griffin Bierke. Highlights for Lake Henry, Carter Wessel 3-for-4 with a double and a 2-run homer in the 2nd. Grant Ludwig 2-for-3 with a double. Leighton Fuchs 4-for-5 in the ballgame, and Torrey Omscheid was 2-for-3. For Painesville, Emerson Stern 2-for-3 as Lake Henry defeats Painesville on Saturday in the Classic 11-3. St. Martin taking on Maple Lake on Saturday. This is a district game for the Martins in Maple Lake, and St. Martin defeating Maple Lake by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin, 2 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors for Maple Lake. On the mound for St. Martin, Scott Leeser starts and goes the distance in that ballgame. His catcher, Kurt Schlungen, for Maple Lake. Nathan Zander starts, taking the loss, relieved by Grant Mergen in the 7th, and the catcher, Matt Bergstrom. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin on Saturday. Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-4 with a double. We had Kyle Leeser, 2-for-3. Kyle had 2 doubles in that ballgame. And for Maple Lake, Ben Goltz, 2-for-4. Nathan Zander, 2-for-4 with a double. Logan Orzum, 2-for-4. And Matt Bergstrom, 2-for-3. So a final on Saturday in the Classic. It was St. Martin 5, Maple Lake 2. Pierce Lakers taking on El Rosa Saturday. And the Pierce Lakers defeat El Rosa by a score of 5-0. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers. No runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Al Rosa. Preston Rushlow starts for the Lakers, picks up the win, relieved by Ryan Chmielewski in the 5th, and the catcher, Brady Petron. For Al Rosa, Riley Meyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ashton Dingman in the 4th. Brody Hadley in the 6th inning, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for the Pierce Lakers on Saturday, Noah Sakala, 3-for-4, Carter Petron, 2-for-4, David Kroger was 2-for-4, and Preston Rochelot, 1-for-3 with a double. For El Rosa on Saturday, Jackson Peter had a double and Peyton Winter a double, as the Pierce Lakers defeat El Rosa in the Classic 5-0 on Saturday. Starbuck taking on Lake Henry on Saturday, and Lake Henry defeats Starbuck by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck. Noah Stahlberger starts on the mound, goes the distance, picking up the win for Lake Henry. His catcher, Sam Hupfer. For Starbuck, P.J. Johnson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mitch Gruber in the 6th, and the catcher, Caleb Runge. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry on Saturday, Davis Wirtz was 1-for-3 with a double. And for Starbuck, Caleb Runge, 1-for-2 with a double, and Dylan Alexander had a solo home run. So a final on Saturday had Lake Henry defeating Starbuck by a score of 3-2. The Pierce Lakers taking on the Cold Spring Rockies in the Classic on Saturday, and the Pierce Lakers defeating the Rockies 5-0. 5 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Pierce Lakers. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Rockies. Carter Petron starts on the mound, will pick up the win. Noah Sakala comes in the fifth inning to get the save, and the catcher was Brady Petron. For the Rockies, Jake Brinker starts and takes the loss. Evan Atchison in the fifth, and the catcher Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers, Colton Hapke was 4-for-5 in the ballgame. Brady Petron had a home run, and Noah Sakala with a double. For the Rockies, David Jonas was 2-for-3, and Thad Leeser singled. So a final on Saturday in the Classic. It was the Piers Lakers 5, the Cold Spring Rockies nothing. Three ball games that I have from today in the Classic. Painesville taking on St. Martin, and St. Martin defeats Painesville by a score of 4-1. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Martins. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Painesville. Tate Winter on the mound will pick up the win for the Martins today. Relieved by Avery Schmitz in the 7th, he gets the save, and the catcher, Brian Schlungen. For Painesville, Grayson Fuchs starts on the mound, taking the loss. Relieved by Spencer Eisenbron in the 6th, and the catcher, Nick Gabrielson. Hitting highlights for the Martins today, Brian Schlungen, 2-for-3. Tate Winter, 2-for-3. He had 2 doubles. Tanner Arsenault with a double. And Carter Thielen, a solo home run in the 1st inning for St. Martin. For Painesville, Nate Spencer, 2-for-2 with a double. So a final on Sunday in the Classic, St. Martin 4, Painesville 1. El Rosa taking on the Cold Spring Rockies today, and El Rosa defeats the Rockies by a score of 7-0. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for El Rosa. No runs, 3 hits, and 1 error for the Rockies. Wyatt Stephenson starting on the mound for El Rosa today, relieved by Torrey Johnson in the 4th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Ethan Mueller. For the Rockies, Sam Nisler starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Lardy in the 2nd, Christian Bergeson in the 4th, and the catcher, Evan Atchison. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today. Ethan Mueller, 3-for-3. Ethan had a solo home run in the 3rd, and Brody Hadley was 2-for-4. For the Rockies, nobody with more than one hit this afternoon, as El Rosa defeats the Cold Spring Rockies 7-0. And Maple Lake taking on Lake Henry in the Classic. Maple Lake defeats Lake Henry this afternoon 4-3. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Maple Lake. Lake Henry, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Daniel Riley starts on the mound for Maple Lake. Will give way to Jackson Clapp in the 6th. He gets the win. Ben Clapp, the catcher. For Lake Henry, Davis Wirtz starts on the mound. Relieved by Mason Welly in the 6th. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Maple Lake. Daniel Riley, 2-for-4. Jackson Clapp, 2-for-4 with a double. And Nathan Zander had a solo home run in the 5th. For Lake Henry, Grant Lidwig was 2-for-2. Brooks Miller had a double. And Leighton Fuchs was 2-for-3. A final today from St. Martin, or from Lake Henry, excuse me, it was Maple Lake 4, Lake Henry 3 in the Classic. That's a wrap-up of the Stearns County Classic in Lake Henry and St. Martin for this year. Thank you for those scores and highlights. When we come back, it's a peek at the Victory League highlights right after these messages.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of revved up root beer and the creamy revved up root beer cream freeze. both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold, flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550. Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
And back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight. And on Saturday in the Victory League, St. Wendell was at Freeport, and St. Wendell defeats Freeport by a score of 13-2. 13 runs, 10 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. 2 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Freeport. On the mound, Nathan Sick will start and complete the ball game for St. Wendell, picking up the win. His catcher, Logan Iron. For Freeport, Caden Hodges starts, takes the loss, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 7th, and the catcher, Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell. Tanner Reese, 3-for-5 with a double and a home run. Austin Dickman had a double. For Freeport, Mason Tatchis was 2-for-3, and Dom Ritter, 2-for-4. A final on Saturday in the Victory League, it was St. Wendell 13 and Freeport 2. On Sunday, Avon over at Sobieski, and on Sunday it was... I got a misprint here. I have Sobieski over Avon by a score of 5-3. 5-3 today. 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Sobieski. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Avon. On the mound today for Sobieski, Dusty Parker starts, relieved by Colin Ekman in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Gabe Hirsch. For Avon, Drew Leeser starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Pickleman in the 8th, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today. Ben Thoma, 3-for-4 with a 2-run home run in the 5th. Dusty Parker was 2-for-4 with a double. And for Avon, Ryan Jansen, 3-for-5 with a double. Elliot Burnett, Nolan DeMunso, both were 2-for-5 with doubles. A final this afternoon. From Avon, it was Sobieski 5, Avon 3. Nisswa at Foley today, and Nisswa defeats Foley by a score of 4-3. 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Nisswa. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Foley. Dalton Maxwell starts on the mound for Nisswa today, relieved by Colby Tappy in the 5th. He'll get the win. Keaton Lingenfelter in the 7th gets the save. for Nisswa. For Foley, Trey Emmerich starts, taking the loss. Michael Molzoff in the ninth inning. Hitting highlights for Nisswa today, Isaiah Benn was 3-for-4 with a double. Cody Regisilli was 2-for-4 with a triple and a double. Nate Duchesne had a double. And for Foley, Luke Olson and Mitch Keeler both had two hits with doubles. A final today from Foley, Nisswa 4, Foley 3. St. Stephen over at Buckman today, and in eight innings, it was Buckman defeating St. Stephen 11-1. 11 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Buckman, one run, two hits, one error for St. Stephen. Rylan Robinson starts on the mound, will get the win today for Buckman, relieved by Ben Thoma in the sixth, and the catchers were Ben Thoma and Eric Buffington. For St. Stephen, Landon Lunzer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Reed Lunzer in the fourth. Hitting highlights for Buckman today, Ben Thoma was 3-for-5 with a double. Matt Totkus, 3-for-5. Andrew Ruckert and Peter Herman each had two hits with doubles. For St. Stephen, Jake Shalunka, 2-for-3 with a solo home run for St. Stephen as Buckman defeats St. Stephen in eight innings today, 11-1. Opole at Randall today, and Randall defeats Opole by a score of 8-4. Eight runs, nine hits, two errors for Randall, four runs, seven hits, three errors for Opole. Nate Benning starts on the mound today for Randall and picks up the win. Adam Neibauer in the seventh will get the save, and the catcher, Kyle Petersnick. For Opole, Isaiah Folsom starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tate Lang in the sixth, and the catcher, Alex Lang. Hitting highlights for Randall today, Nate Benning, 3-for-4 with two doubles. Grant Lindberg had a double, and for Opole, Alex Lang, a solo home run in the sixth, and Chris Ebnett, a triple, Drew Lang, a double. Final today from Opole, it was Randall 8, Opole 4. Piers Brewers over at St. Matthias today, and in seven innings, the Piers Brewers defeat St. Matthias 11-1. 11 runs, 15 hits, one error for the Brewers, one run, four hits, two errors for St. Matthias. Mav Badu starts, picking up the win, relieved by Gunnar Wicklund in the sixth, and the catchers, Caden Krushik and Mike Poser. For St. Matthias, Bryce Flanagan starts, taking the loss, relieved by Paris Hampton in the fifth, Titan Gaida in the seventh, and the catcher, Connor Cannell. Hitting highlights today for the Piers Brewers. Gunnar Wicklund, 4-for-5. Ryan Stuckmeyer, 3-for-5. For St. Matthias, Crew Dahlheimer, Will Carlson, Bryce Flanagan, Elijah Kassin all had singles. As the Piers Brewers defeat St. Matthias in seven innings, 11-1. Royalton at Uppsala today, and Uppsala defeating Royalton by a score of 4-2. Four runs, nine hits, four errors for Uppsala, two runs, six hits, and an error for Royalton. Justin Cheon starts, or actually, C.J. Clear starts, for Uppsala, will pick up the win, relieved by Brady Urchek in the eighth, Matt Swanson in the ninth, the catcher Justin Sheehan. For Royalton, Marcus Hayes pitches a complete game, takes the loss, his catcher Drew Urchek. Hitting highlights for Uppsala today, Justin Sheehan, 2-for-3 with a double, Jackson Bartkowitz and Brady Urchek, both with two hits. For Royalton, Drew Urchek was 3-for-5, Kirk Urchek had a solo home run in the first inning. Final this afternoon from Royalton, Uppsala 4, Royalton 2. Opole over in Randall today, and Randall defeats Opole by a score of 8-4. Eight runs, nine hits, two errors for Randall, four runs, seven hits, three errors for Opole. On the mound for Randall, Nate Benning starts. Picks up the win. Adam Neibauer in the seventh will get the save. Kyle Petersnick, the catcher. For Opole, Isaiah Folsom starts, taking the loss. Tate Lang in the sixth, and the catcher, Alec Lang. Hitting highlights today, Nate Benning, 3-for-4 with two doubles. Grant Lindberg had a double. Alex Lang had a solo home run in the sixth for Opole, and Chris Ebnett tripled. Drew Lang doubled. I apologize, but I gave that score twice, as it was Randall over Opole, 8-4 in Victory League action. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we have County Line League scores, we have Central Valley League scores, and Stearns County scores and highlights right after these messages.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply knows that breakdowns on the farm can be very frustrating. That is why we have the convenience of on-the-farm service to get your equipment in tip-top shape again. If your manure pump quits pumping, your manure spreader quits spreading, or your TMR quits mixing, you have the option to bring it into the Dairyland Supply shop, or our service techs can come to you. There is no need to panic. The Dairyland Supply crew is here for you to help keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the County Line League tonight and County Line League scores from this past weekend. On Friday night, New London Spicer at Norway Lake Sundberg, and it was New London Spicer defeating Norway Lake Sundberg 9-2. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors for New London Spicer. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Norway Lake Sundberg. Jet Salonic will pick up the win for New London Spicer, and Jared Cortez will take the loss. Hitting highlights for New London Spicer on Friday night. Nolan Johnson, 2-for-3 with a triple. Aiden Paulson was 2-for-3. And Jordan Ellingson had a double. For Norway Lake Sundberg, nobody with more than a hit, as New London Spicer defeats Norway Lake Sundberg on Friday night by a score of 9-2. On Sunday, Regal at Atwater, and Atwater defeats Regal by a score of 11-1. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Atwater. Regal, 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. Josh Kingery on the mound will pick up the win for Atwater, his catcher Brody Stroman. And for Regal, Grant Prathrath starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the fifth. And hitting highlights for Atwater, David Kingery was 2-for-3. Josh Kingery, 3-for-4 with a double. And Carson McCain was 2-for-4. For Regal, Bennett Schultz, 2-for-3. Bennett had 2 doubles on Sunday as Atwater defeats Regal today, 11-1. Over in the Central Valley League, on Friday night, St. Augusta was at Eden Valley, and St. Augusta defeats Eden Valley by a score of 3-0. 3-0. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for St. Augusta. Eden Valley, no runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. Truman gets the win for St. Augusta, his catcher Trey Tionis. And for Eden Valley, Ben Ahrens starts, taking the loss, and his catcher, Tripp McCann. Hitting highlights for St. Augusta on Friday night, Nate Laudenbach, 2-for-3, Sean Kenning, 3-for-4, Aaron Pruth and Aaron Voigt, each with doubles. For Eden Valley, Wyatt Morley was 3-for-4, and Riley Geislinger with a double. So a final on Friday night at St. Augusta, defeating Eden Valley, 3-0. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, St. Augusta was at St. Nick, and in 7 innings, St. Nick defeats St. Augusta 15-2. 15 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for St. Nick, 2 runs, 4 hits, 6 errors for St. Augusta. Andrew Bouch starts on the mound for St. Nick, will pick up the win, relieved by Caden Roush in the 5th, Keenan Dingman in the 7th, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. For St. Augusta, Nevin Bloom starts, taking the loss, relieved by Zach Meyer in the 6th, and the catcher today was Trey Tionis. Hitting highlights for St. Nick, Connor Lincoln, 2-for-2. Connor had 3 stolen bases today. Tanner Roush, 1-for-2. He had a grand slam home run in the 6th inning. Caden Roush was 2-for-3 with a double. Keenan Dingman, 3-for-4. He had a double, a triple, and 3 RBIs. Jacob Karen, 3-for-4, a double and 2 stolen bases, and Alex Fehrenbacher with a double. For St. Augusta, Truman Tionis, 1-for-2, and Everett Yarkey was 1-for-3 with a couple RBIs. As St. Nick defeats St. Augusta in 7 innings today by a score of 15-2. Over in the Stearns County League, on Friday night in that Stearns County Classic, it was El Rosa over St. Martin, 15-6. 15 runs, 21 hits, no errors for El Rosa. 6 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors for St. Martin. Will Van Beck starts on the mound for El Rosa on Friday night, relieved by Luke Dingman in the 5th. He'll get the win. Ethan Mueller in the ninth inning, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For St. Martin, Brady Goble starts, taking the loss, relieved by Alex Bauman in the 3rd, Tanner Arsenal in the 7th, Kyle Leeser in the 9th, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. Hitting highlights for El Rosa, Peyton Winter, 4-for-5 on Friday. Jackson Peter, 3-for-7 with a double. Luke Dingman, 4-for-6 with a 2-run homer in the 2nd. Gavin Campson was 3-for-6, and Ashton Dingman, 2-for-5 with a solo home run in the 3rd. For St. Martin, Brady Goble was 2-for-3. Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-4 with a double. Tate Winter, 2-for-4. He had a double and a 3-run homer in the 3rd. Brian Schlungen, 2-for-4. Alex Bauman, Kyle Leeser, and Tanner Arsenal all had doubles as El Rosa defeats St. Martin in the Stearns County Classic on Friday night by a score of 15. 18-6. Richmond at Roscoe today, and Roscoe defeating Richmond by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. Josh McAdam starts on the mound for Roscoe. Relief by Braden Vanderbeek in the 4th. He'll get the win. Nicholas Utch in the 7th. And the catcher, Nicholas Utch. For Richmond, Hunter Fuchs starts, taking the loss. Relief by Dalton Thielen in the 6th. Tyler Prom was the catcher. Hitting highlights for Roscoe today. Braden Vanderbeek, 2-for-4. Braden had a 2-run home run in the 4th and 3 RBIs. Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-4. Jordan had a double and a solo home run in the 4th, a couple RBIs, and Max Ottman with a double. For Richmond, Tyler Prom was 2-for-4 with a double. Jack Bose was 2-for-4, and Cooper Notch had a solo home run in the 3rd, as Roscoe defeats Richmond this afternoon 5-4. And Meyer Grove over in Spring Hill today. In 7 innings, it was Spring Hill over Meyer Grove, 15-5. 15 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. 5 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors for Meyer Grove. Anthony Riverman will start on the mound for Spring Hill today. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Ben Welly in the 6th, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. For Spring Hill, actually, that was from Meyer Grove. The catcher for Spring Hill was Daniel Spanier. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Isaac Wickman in the 6th, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Eric Terrace, 2-for-4 with a double. Ethan Meyer, 2-for-3 with a double. Regan Nelson, 2-for-5. Jamie Terrace, 1-for-2. We had Ben Welly, 1-for-1. Zach Reeland was 1-for-3 with a double. And Owen Meyer, 3-for-4 for Spring Hill this afternoon with a double. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach, 2-for-4 with a double. Tyler Lycombe, 2-for-3 with a double and a 2-run homer in the 6th. And Riley Elfering had a double. So a final today from Spring Hill had Spring Hill defeating Meyer Grove 15-5 in 7 innings. And now at this time, we always mention the Fred Schlungen Memorial Player of the Weekend. And we go back to Saturday of Memorial Weekend when the Stearns County League was playing. And Saturday's Player of the Game over Labor Day or over Memorial Weekend was Ty Reller on Saturday. Pitched a complete game, 10-inning shutout with 7 strikeouts. So Ty was the Stearns County Player of the Game on Saturday. On Sunday of Memorial Weekend, that Player of the Game goes to Grant Ludwig. Grant, 3-for-3 with 2 walks, and he had a grand slam home run along with a double for Lake Henry. So Grant Ludwig, the Sunday Memorial Weekend Player of the Game. And now for today in the Stearns County League, the Player of the Game will go to Luke Dingman. Luke Dingman on Friday night. Luke went 4-for-6, scored 4 runs, 3 RBIs, and Luke also had himself a 2-run home run on Friday night as his Saints defeated St. Martin. So Luke Dingman, the Fred Schlungen Memorial Player of the Weekend for the Stearns County League. All right, that's going to do it for our scores and highlights here tonight on the Dick Putt Show. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll look at our schedule that I have for the coming week and also announce our next Chasm Game of the Week.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top-shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hello, Chasm listeners. Dan Zimmerman from the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Here to finish the story about that oil light in my old car. Well, long story short, because I failed to change my oil and filter, I had to replace the engine. An expensive lesson learned that can be applied to your estate plans. Keep on top of your estate planning so your loved ones aren't stuck with a major repair bill someday. Take care and keep listening to KASM.
Work life out of balance?
Looking for a steady paycheck?
Want to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Services of Richmond. We're hiring for an HVAC service technician. You better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today on our career page at gilkplumbing.com. A Ream Pro partner.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Services of Richmond.
All righty, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's take a peek at the schedule for the coming week. On Wednesday night at 6:30, St. Augusta at Atwater in exhibition play. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, Kimball will be at Cokato. We have Maple Lake at Howard Lake at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Richmond will be at Painesville, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Clearwater, the River Cats, will be at the Sartell Stone Ponies. That's 7:30 Wednesday night. Some other local teams in action on Wednesday night. Going through my schedule here. Please be patient with me as those ball games pop up. Nothing more on Wednesday, nor on Thursday night. We go to Friday night, and some local teams in action. Dasa Cokato will be at Cokato at 7 o'clock. Kimball at Litchfield at 7 o'clock on Friday night. We have Atwater. They'll be at Eden Valley at 7:30 on Friday night. Cold Spring Springers at Nisswa taking on the Lightning. That's at 7:30 on Friday night. Other ball games. Luxembourg will be at Watkins. That's 7:30 on Friday night. We have New London Spicer at the Painesville Pirates. That's 7:30 on Friday night. And that is our Chasm game of the week. New London Spicer at Painesville. We'll be over in Painesville at 7:30 Friday night for that ball game. Opole will be at Freeport at 7:30 on Friday night. Sacred Heart at Wilmer at 7:30 Friday night. Sartell Stone Ponies at Albertville. That's a 7:30 game on Friday night. Starbuck at Regal. That'd be a good game Friday night at 7:30. Starbuck at Regal. Wilmer at Raymond at 7:30. Lake Henry will be at El Rosa at 8 o'clock on Friday night. On Saturday, Regal and St. Wendell at 10:30 in the morning. We have St. Martin at Greenwald at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. June the 6th, St. Martin at Greenwald at 11 o'clock on Saturday. St. Augusta at Pearl Lake at 1 o'clock Saturday. We have Dilworth taking on Regal at 1:30 on Saturday. El Rosa, they'll be at the New Munich Silver Streaks. That's 1:30 on Saturday, June the 7th. Piers Lakers at Port Ripley on Saturday at 1:30. Sauk Rapids Cyclones at St. Joe, 1:30 on Saturday. St. Matthias at Randall at 1:30 on Saturday. More ball games. Freeport will be at Clear Lake at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Spring Hill at Starbuck at 7:30 Saturday night. Spring Hill at Starbuck. Meyer Grove will be at Farming at 8:15 on Saturday night. Sunday's ball games, some local teams. Buffalo will be at Kimball at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Litchfield at Cocato at 1 o'clock Sunday. Sauk Center. They'll be at Ashby at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Atwater at Norway Lake Sunburg. That's a 1:30 Sunday game. Avon at Fort Ripley at 1:30. Bird Island will be at Wilmer at 1:30 on Sunday. Clear Lake, they'll be at Flensburg at 1:30 Sunday. Foley at Sobieski at 1:30. Greenwald will be at Lake Henry 1:30 on Sunday. Nisswa will be at Buckman at 1:30. The Piers Bulldogs will be at Upsala at 1:30 on Sunday. Piers Lakers at St. Stephen at 1:30. Randall, they'll be at Aiken at 1:30 on Saturday. Roscoe at New Munich at 1:30 on Sunday. Spring Hill will be at Richmond at 1:30 on Sunday. St. Matthias at Royalton at 1:30 on Sunday. Becker at the Sauk Rapids Cyclones at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Cold Spring Rockies at St. Nicholas at 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. A few other ball games. Luxembourg at St. Augusta at 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. Pearl Lake, they'll be at Eden Valley at 2 o'clock next Sunday. The Sartell Stone Ponies at St. Joe at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. A few other ball games for you tonight. Clearwater will be at Albertville at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And I think that's pretty much it. Our local teams in action next week. Wow, a ton of games and a lot of opportunity for you to get to your favorite ballpark. Again, Friday night, New London Spicer at Painesville, our next Chasm game of the week. I want to thank Joyce for sitting through another Dick Putz show here on KASM, loaded with scores and highlights tonight. Again, if you need to catch a replay of the Dick Putz show, it will be uploaded to our Chasm webpage at some point, maybe tomorrow even, later on tomorrow. You look for that at mychasm.com. This is Randy Rothstein. Thank you, Joyce, back at our studios in Albany. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show.